The backbone of rebellion broken. Ellen White laid her unfinished letter aside, but picked it up again on Tuesday, March 11th, and gave a description of the happenings of the intervening 4 days. Dear children, my heart is filled with praise and thanksgiving to God. The Lord has poured upon us His blessing. The backbone of the rebellion is broken in those who came in from other places. This morning the room was full. We first had prayer, then Brother Olson spoke. I followed in the same line I had been laboring since 1 week ago last Sabbath. The Lord puts words in my mouth to speak. Elder Wagoner spoke very humbly. Brother Stewart spoke with much feeling and in humility. Brother Farrow spoke well. Brother Larson then spoke and confessed to me, confessed his feelings had not been right. I responded and he took his position on the testimonies. Brother Porter was on his feet all broken up, so he could say nothing for a few moments, then he said, that, when I spoke to him personally before those assembled in the office chapel, he rose up against it, but he felt now it was just what he needed and he thanked the Lord for the reproof. He confessed to me his wrong that he had done to me and Elder Wagoner. He, humbly asked us to forgive him. Said he had been disbelieving the testimonies, but he said, I believe them now. God has been speaking to us through Sister White this morning. I believe every word. I accept the testimonies from God. I take my stand upon them. Ibid. She mentioned the names of others and their reactions. The following quotation continues the picture of the moving situation. Brother Dan Jones was present. He kept his head bowed upon the seat all the time. Did not lift it up once till the meeting closed. Captain Eldridge was present. The whole room was sobbing and praising God, for there was the revealing of His power. He drew graciously near. I hear nothing of Elder Smith, but we hope the gracious influence of the Spirit of God may rest upon him, and he will find his way out of the darkness. But we feel full of hope and courage that these men, strong and high-headed, have begun to feel that they are working against the Spirit of God. Brother Prescott talked well, and plainly told them God had spoken to us this morning through Sister White. Let us, he said, take heed to these words. He wept like a baby when Brother Larson and Porter were on their feet talking. Brother Olson is so glad and relieved. He scarcely knows what to do with himself. Brother Wagoner feels so thankful. Ibid.